Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, April 29th. From the East Coast to the West, pro-Palestinian protests are disrupting major U.S. college and university campuses. Columbia University in New York is where it all started, and it released a statement this morning on where things stand. The school is telling student protesters to clear the encampment by 2 p.m. today or face suspension. CNN's Omar Jimenez has more details.
Hey, Krista. So the university announced it was not able to come to an agreement with the student protesters, with the president saying they wish they had reached a different outcome. So what this means is Columbia will not divest from Israel, which of course has been a central point of the encampment-led protest here. Now, the university president is also urging those in the encampment to voluntarily disperse as they explore, quote, alternative internal options to end this crisis as soon as possible. And as we understand, the students have been given an afternoon deadline to voluntarily leave the camp. All of that said, today is the last day of classes, finals are set to begin, and then graduation is in a little over 2 weeks. And the president says they will have a commencement, also an indication they plan to have the encampment resolved by then, whatever that may look like.
Meanwhile, Columbia had no comment for the lawsuit it's facing from a Jewish student who's alleging the school is failing to provide a safe environment during the ongoing pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Egypt's foreign minister is hopeful that Israel and Hamas will accept a new proposal on the table, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more hostages. CNN's Jeremy Diamond explains.
Hey, Krista, this latest Egyptian framework was crafted with significant Israeli input. It would see the release of 20 to 33 hostages over several weeks, followed by a one-year ceasefire. Israel is moving significantly in this latest framework, willing to allow the return of Palestinians to northern Gaza, for example, which has been a major sticking point. But now the ball is in Hamas's court. We're waiting to see what the response will be from Hamas's leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, and whether or not a deal can be reached, or whether Israel will move with a major ground offensive into Rafah.
Florida's 6-week abortion ban comes into effect this week, making it one of the most restrictive states in the country. For context, many women don't even know they're pregnant by 6 weeks. The only exceptions will be survivors of rape, incest, and human trafficking. They'll be able to get an abortion up to 15 weeks into pregnancy, but only if they can provide evidence, like a restraining order, police report, or medical record. The law also means that come Wednesday, doctors will be banned from prescribing an abortion over telehealth, and medication abortions will have to be dispensed by a physician in person, not by mail. Floridians will have the chance to change the law, though, because in November, they'll get to vote on whether access to abortions should be protected under the state's constitution. The House is back later from their week-long break today, after passing a foreign aid package that will send billions of dollars to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific region. But did that cost House Speaker Mike Johnson his job? His decision to push forward with the bills won him bipartisan praise, but it didn't make some conservatives happy, with at least one member threatening to call a vote to oust him if he went through with it. But Johnson previously said ultimately he's not letting that impact his decision.
I have to do my job. We did. You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
Many Republicans have warned colleagues not to call for a vote to oust Johnson, saying it could throw the House GOP into chaos again and take weeks to elect a new speaker. U.S. malls are trying to reinvent themselves. I'll tell you how next. Malls in the U.S. are trying to jazz things up with a culinary makeover to get people to shop more and stay longer. Instead of more sit-down burger and fry joints, they're turning to up-and-coming restaurants that have sushi conveyor belts, Korean barbecue, craft beer membership clubs, and feature things like robots and tableside games and such. So where does that leave the Applebee's and the Chili's of the country? One analyst predicts chains will focus more on drive-thru and to-go services to make more money. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.